take your seats. Thank you. Not going to be very, very long tonight. Jesus is in this place. Can I say it again? Jesus is in this place. I feel such a tremendous anointing, and I just want to give Him praise for this. It's just marvelous to be used by Jesus. I want to talk to all the young men and the young ladies in this place tonight. Real men follow Jesus. Real men follow Jesus. It doesn't take a man to open up a castle. It takes a man to open up his Bible. It doesn't take a man to do the worldly things. It takes a man in these times and age to serve Jesus, even by knowing you're going to lose some friends. There's no greater joy in knowing that we serve Jesus and to be used by Him. And I want to say this for even for the guys that came here tonight for the first time. Last night was a night of miracles. We saw how cancer fell out on stage. We saw how our iron rods, people with steel plates, became bone. How people running around and people getting healed supernaturally. But something I want everyone to understand is no man can do that. We are living in a time where many people do not believe in healing anymore. Many people do not believe that Jesus can still heal and still change. And I want to tell you something. Stick to the Word of God. Jesus still heals today, forevermore. He will heal until the day that He returns. He will still heal. There's many people that believe that we need to go out of this world sick. Jesus is coming back for a glorious church. Why be sick? Trade your sickness for healing. Amen. They want to try to work everything out, but why this and why that? I don't care how things work. I'm only the channel. I just know Jesus heals. And He's not a man that He should lie. If He says, I am the healer, then it means He's the healer. Amen. So I want you to give a hand to Jesus, the healer, in this place. Now, who believes? Who believes that Jesus still heals? You see, the Bible says, for those who believe, these signs shall follow. Now, people come up, they rise everywhere, they do not believe, and now the signs do not follow them. The Bible says, if you believe, these signs shall follow those who believe. Do we have believers in this house tonight? So that signs and wonders should follow you all the days of your life. Amen. Not because we are good, because He is good. Because of the price He paid. Now this is a scripture that God gave me to read to everyone in this place. He says, prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain, that they may live. He says, so I prophesied as He commanded me, and breath came into them, and they lived and stood up onto their feet, an exceedingly great army. Where's the army of the Lord tonight? Am I talking to the army of the Lord tonight? Where's the army? I'm asking, where's the army of the Lord tonight? Your mighty great army. And God just said to me tonight, the Holy Spirit is going to breathe in this place. Let me tell you something. I want to take it far. I prayed this afternoon. I said, Lord, I want to see a cloud of Your glory visibly tonight. I pray the ministering of angels in this place, that lives will never be the same again. You have to understand something. In order for you to change, you need an encounter with Jesus. Let me tell you something. My hands can fail you, but the hands of Jesus will never ever fail you. Reach out tonight. Touch the Lord and push through, and then your miracle will start to happen. We have received so many emails. I can't explain to you how many testimonies are streaming in of people getting raises at jobs, people getting property. Come on now, people getting money into accounts and people getting healed. All for the glory of Jesus. Now, tonight, I want to tell you that if God permits our spiritual eyes to open up, we will see in the spiritual realm what this conference meant. Not only for you guys, but for us as well. We as a team, I can promise you that God has entered us into a new dimension of miracles and power. And God told me that after this conference, this thing's going to change and happen. And I'm excited. Tonight, we're gonna ask God to raise the dead. I pray that listen closely, I pray that the mortuaries in Midrand shake by the power of God tonight. I pray that, hallelujah, I pray that Jesus be the center of everyone. I pray that, listen closely, not only Midrand, that wherever you are coming from, you are the changer of the atmosphere, for you are the carrier of the presence of the Almighty God. Amen? Amen, amen, and amen. Now, I'm going to quickly, I'm not going to be very long. I want to talk about something that's close to my heart. My wife mentioned it earlier on, and so I'm going to have to take a joke again and just use it. But she won't let me sleep on the couch tonight, so it's fine. You don't know the couch. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It doesn't happen in my house. Praise Jesus. But I've come to a place in my life where I had to learn many things, and it was one of the greatest prices I had to pay, I believe, ever. And until recently, I had to pay this price. And until I understood this, until I understood this key, I understood something mightily about the kingdom of God. Kingdom authority cannot be used unless you understand your authority. The president of South Africa cannot exercise his authority as a president if he does not know he's a president. Amen? He can exercise his authority as a president because he knows he's one. Amen? Do you hear what I say? We as children of God can only exercise our authority once we know who we are in his kingdom. And I had this problem, and then God showed me something in the scriptures, and I would just quickly like to call this dead man walking. Tell the person next to you, I am going to become a dead man walking. Wow, Vessel, this sounds bad. This sounds severe. Dead man walking, whoa. Is there money on my head? I'm going to teach you something tonight where the blessings of God comes to become dead to self and to live in Christ. You see, I have to come to a place in my life. I had to come to that place, and there's still many things that God is moving in my spirit. And one thing that I want to quickly tell you, and I want to really bless you with this, but in the healing ministry, I have seen thousands upon thousands upon thousands of miracles in my young life. And I understood the key, the source to that continuous miracles. Can I give you that key? I want to give you that secret, because really this works, and it helped me. The key was to be totally dead to self. Because when a man's eyes open up, the enemy will come and say, wow, you are great. Then you have to kill self and say, you are nothing. This is Jesus. And this is the key that helped me seeing continuous flow of the Spirit of God by dying to self and by giving Him the glory, by magnifying Jesus. And the more we glorify Him, the more He reveals Himself through us. You see, God moves where the absence of man is. Whew, that's powerful. Come on, that's a mouthful right there. God moves where the absence of men is. What do you mean? When men die to self, you will see God work miraculously. Why? Because God will not share His glory with us. Amen? He will not. If He performed a miracle, He doesn't want us to say, I am good and I am great. He wants us to turn the eye of man back to Jesus and the price Jesus paid. And then we will see a continuous flow of miracles. And after every meeting, I go back home. And then everyone in my house will sleep, and then the anointing will flow through me still. And sometimes I get to bed at 3 o'clock in the morning. But during that time of wait, I start to thank Jesus. Many times I cry before I go to sleep. I cry, I say, Lord Jesus, thank you for giving me this, what's on my life. And I promise you, as long as I live, I will always give you praise. I will always give you glory. And I will always give you honor. And do you know what? The more I give Him honor, the more I receive out of that. You see, people have many times come to us and say, you are so great. And I know the heart, they are saying it, they mean it differently. But then I always redirect them and say, Jesus is the one that's great. I heard people that said, you healed me. I just said, no, please, I can't heal anyone. If you look at me as a healer or yourself as a healer, you're going to fail to heal. Because there's so many things in our lives that we need, that we are failing. If you have a financial difficulty, maybe you don't have a financial difficulty, but you are sick in your body. How can we be the healers? Because a healer should be in perfection, amen? In finances, in body, in any sort or any kind of thing in your life. And the only one that's perfect is Jesus. Amen? Amen? The only one that's perfect is Jesus. Come on, tell your neighbor, the only one that's perfect is Jesus. Now there's a blessing in being dead to self. Paul says in the book of Galatians, he says, I have been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who live, but Christ that lives in me. I am dead. It's no longer I who live, but Christ that lives in me. He says now, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith in the Son of God. You see, I love the scripture. Paul says, I know now I am dead. It's no longer I who live. I've been crucified with Christ. I died with Jesus. It's no longer I who live, but it's Christ that lives in me. This means my body now belongs to him. I always had this problem. I always said to my wife, when I met her, I said to her, what do you want from me? I can only give you Jesus. I have nothing else to offer you. And we were driving the one day in our car, and I heard poof, 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 down the street, and I thought the rapture is taking place. I had to check around what's happening. So I saw one guy in a Golf, but a miracle happened, as my wife said earlier on. I didn't see a driver, and as I tilted my head, I saw he was sitting in the back seat. And I said, Jesus, that's a miracle to drive that way. But this boom, 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 all the way down. And the guy got up, got out of his car, and his pants were down almost at his ankles. And he was walking in this. How's that walk? Come on, how do you do that walk? Melanie? Now that walk. And the hair are gelled in a fashion. I said to her, you're married to a nerd. She said, what do you mean? I said, I can only give you Jesus. I'm always in a suit. I'm always preaching, preaching, preaching. I can't give you doof, doof, doof. Maybe as we praise God, you can hear some doof, doof, doof. But and the enemy came in and tried to tell me, you are too young to give your life to Jesus. You have to still enjoy your life. And then I got the key. You cannot exercise, or you cannot really, really live your life. You cannot really enjoy your life without Jesus. I want to tell you something. You do not live until you meet Jesus. You start to live when you serve Jesus Christ. Then you live. So I said to her, I can't give you that. And she said to me, I married you for you. Do you know why? Because you serve Jesus. And that's the greatest gift you can ever give. And I had to go through that time in my life where I had to die to self, saying to myself all the time, it's no longer I who live, but Christ that lives in me. Many people told me, Vessel, you are too young, you will never make it, God will never use you. Many people in my life that I came across said, you have to stop. And you know what? Tonight I say, we la capella. We la capella to all my enemies. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. And I understood, it's not, God's not calling people according to their ability. He's calling people according to their availability. If you are available, listen, you do not need shiny shoes. You do not need to boof, boof, boof down the street. You just need to say, here I am, Lord, send me. And he'll pick you out and he'll send you to the nations and you will, listen closely. I always said, God, why did you make me so short? Really, I had short man syndrome. Kort mannetjie syndroom. I said, Lord, why did you make me so small? And then God showed me something. He told me. He says, he let everything grow until it's perfect. I said, thank you, Jesus. So when he thought I was perfect, he said, it's enough. Hallelujah. So I said, God, look at me. I'm small. I am thin. What will I bring to this world? And then he said, my spirit is not small. My spirit is not thin. He is big. He's a big God. And I want to tell you something. Young people, old people, I don't care how old you are. This is the night where you say, Lord, I want that impartation. I'm a dead man walking. I'm a dead man walking. Walking toward the prize and walk towards that which you have called me to do. Now the world thinks that being in a ministry is all fun and games. It's not always. Sometimes, or most of the times, it's heartache. It's pain. I don't know how many nights I cried myself to sleep saying, Lord, I don't want to do this anymore. I'm done. I'm finished. I'm done. One day a pastor called me after a big conference. He says, are you sitting down? I said, no, why? He says, you better sit. So I said, all right, I'm sitting. He says, we had a big meeting and everyone says it's not God that's using you, it's the devil. For God cannot use any man in this matter, in this way. I was shocked. As a young man, I was younger than I am now, but it was about five years ago. And I was shocked and I said, Lord Jesus, even if they will persecute me, use me for your glory. You see, you have to understand, when they persecute you, you have to know you are doing something right. If they do not persecute you, I want you to start to worry. Ask yourself the question, what am I doing wrong? You see, we think when people do not talk about us, we think we are on the right path. No, the enemy hates the anointing of God on your life. He hates the anointing of God on your life. But tonight I want to tell you, God is about to do something new. God's about to raise us up in a new dimension. Where's the people that believe that? That God's going to raise us up in a new dimension. If you listen quickly, we all know Joseph as a dreamer. My parents always taught me as a small child, Joseph was a dreamer. And then I started going through the scriptures and I saw something. The Bible says that his father loved him more than all his brothers. Amen. The Bible says his dad made him a tunic of many colors. In other words, a mantle of many colors. The Bible says when his father gave him the mantle, then he started dreaming dreams. When he received the mantle, he came to his brothers or his enemies and he shared his dream, and then they said, we're going to kill him. Why? Because of the mantle upon his life. Because that he was chosen, he was hand-selected by God. He was hand-picked for a mission that God has called him to do. And the enemy said, one thing, I'm going to destroy this young man before he gets to the throne. This is exactly the same thing that the world wants to do with us as children of God. But we should be dead to self and say, Lord, it's no longer I who live, but Christ that lives in me. If you go onto YouTube, if you put my name in YouTube, you'll see videos and miracles and power of God. And one night I was uploading some more videos and I saw some churches uploading videos as well, but then there was a man that he cursed God, he cursed me in such a terrible way. I didn't even know there was words like that. And I said, Jesus, what do I do? Do I inbox this man? What do I do? And Jesus said, be quiet. A servant will never be above his master. If they spoke against Jesus, they will surely speak about you. They will surely try to destroy your life. So when the mantle of God comes upon your life, you start to have a vision. You start dreaming dreams. And the enemy hates you. And then everyone around you start to try to discourage you and destroy your life. And do you know what the enemy uses? He uses finances, first of all, to discourage and to stop your vision. Your vision should not be, your dream should not be worked through. Your vision that you have in your life should not be measured according to your bank balance. Come on now, your vision should not be measured according to your bank balance. Your vision should be according to the Word of God. If you believe it, you'll receive it. Come on, if you believe it, you'll receive it. So when the mantle of God comes upon your life, favor comes in, and blessings comes in, and persecution comes in. You see, we see the mantle, we see, wow, glory. But there's a behind the scenes that no one knows about. I said to God this afternoon, I said, Lord, I don't know how many tears I shed to go to a church to see cancer fell out. I don't know how many tears I had to shed to see people getting out of wheelchairs. I don't know how many nights I had to spend alone crying out, God, do you know about me? When my friends were in a jail, in partying, and I was seeking God Almighty, I said, Lord, does anyone know about me? Does anyone know what I am going through? And then I met my lovely wife. I've got the most beautiful woman in the world. Amen. And she's paying the price with me. And then I said, well, Lord, if we have to pay this price, we'll do it. But it was some pain that we had to go through and things that we had to pay. And then God showed me. A dead person, dead to self, draws favor to your life. A dead person that's dead to self draws the anointing. The anointing flows where the vessel is empty of self. Amen. Write this down. The anointing flows where the vessel is empty of self. Empty of self comes to that place where I crucify myself. It's no longer I who live, but Christ that lives in me. God said to Abraham, I want you to offer Isaac. And this is powerful. He said, I want you to kill Isaac. And first of all, he said, Abraham. And Abraham said, yes, Lord. So Abraham knew the voice of God. And then God said to you, I want you to take your only son, the one you love, go and offer him. Abraham just said, yes, sir. Dead to self. If you have to offer your beloved child, will you be able to do that? You'll say, no, you'd rather use me. But he was dead to self. And I can just see Abraham walking with Isaac. And the Bible says, when they got to the place, if you read the scripture right, to the mountain Moriah, Moriah means Golgotha. Did you know that? Abraham had to offer Isaac at the place where Jesus was supposed to be crucified. Wow, that's wonderful. And then when he got there, he knew that I'm going to kill my son right now. But he said to his servants, wait here. We are going to worship. And then we will come back. Do you get that? I think someone is missing me in this place. He knew he had to slaughter his child, yet he says, do not worry, we will come back. A dead man are not influenced by what he hears. A dead man are moved by what he believes. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Lord, send fire, just ignite them tonight in Jesus' name. Now, if you quickly just hear the word of God, when Elisha died, they put him in a grave. Wrapped him up and put him in there. The Bible says another man died. He was supposed to be buried in the same grave. And then a mighty army came down and of the Mubahites. And what they did was they didn't have the time to bury him properly. So they threw him in to run away. As they threw him in, he touched the dead bones of Elisha. And when he touched the dead bones, he raised. And God showed me a dead man is the one that carries power. It's a dead man that carries the anointing, not someone that's alive to self. It's the dead people. Do you hear what I say? Not physically dead, dead to self. It's those who the anointing flows through like a mighty, mighty, mighty rushing wind. Who wants the anointing of God on your life? Who says, Lord, I want favor on my life? It's now the time to say, Jesus, I want to become a dead man walking. I'm going to quickly just share the scripture. I'm not going to read the whole one. Otherwise, I'm going to keep you here whole night. But 2 Kings chapter 7, you can read about this. We see that four leprous men were sitting at the entrance of the gate. And they said, if you look at the leprous people were supposed, in the Old Testament, they were thrown out of the city. They were not allowed to get close to people. They are people that's about to die. Tell your neighbor they were about to die. So they were dead men. They were just waiting to die. Then they said to each other, well, let's go into the Syrian camp. Maybe we will find favor with them. If not, they will only kill us. So either we're going to find favor or we will just die. I love this. We will only die. What more can they do to us? We will only die. Hallelujah. Amen. What will they do to you? You will only die. And the Bible says, as they stood up, started walking, God gave a sound from heaven. The Syrian army fought. They are in danger. They fought. An army is going to surround them. So they fled. They left everything intact, the Bible says. All the gold, all the silver, all the clothing, all the camels, everything. So I see this dead man walking towards that camp. Let's see. Maybe we find favor. Maybe they kill us. So what? Who cares? We're going to see what God's got in store. And when God saw these men's favor, when God saw these dead men walking, he gave them favor. And he gave a sound from heaven. And that sound sounded like an army and everyone flee. And then when they got into the camp, they got gold. When do I receive blessing? When I am dead to self. Come on, when I'm dead to self, God will give favor on your life that you will go to places where you'll receive money. You'll receive finances in a supernatural way, but you have to be dead to self. I will never forget this one service. I got to a place and I planned. I said, Lord, we're going to have worship and I'm going to pray and I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. And then the Holy Spirit said to me, you are on my way. I said, Lord, what do you mean? He says, you are planning. This is my service. Get out. I was asked to go and minister at the SABC, the ones that you are watching on TV. So they invited me with a couple other pastors, so I got there. And on my way, God said to me, I want you to lay your hands on every person in the service. So the pastor, I was the last preacher to preach. And then the pastor that was preaching, he said, if you are in the power of God, come to the front. The whole place stood up, everyone ran to the front. I said, thank you, Jesus, he's doing the job, so I don't need to lay hands. But nothing happened, nothing moved in that place. And I could see the disappointments. And it was late at night, and it was my turn, I just stood up, I said, I preached, and then I said, I'm not going to lay hands on anyone, because this man already did it for us, so I'm just going to let everyone go. And then I heard the Holy Spirit say to me, I told you, lay your hands on every single person. And I had to repent. I said, sorry people, I have to repent. The Holy Spirit instructed me, I have to lay hands on every single person. And as I laid my hands on people, I want to tell you the power of God hit the SABC. in a supernatural way. People were lying all over the place, all over the building by the power of God, getting healed, getting delivered, getting set free. And I learned as a young man, obedience is better than an offering. To be obedient to God's Spirit is better than an offering. To be obedient to the Spirit of God and to be dead to self will take you places where a friend will never be. Jesus is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. In times of need, you can look around. You will not find your friends there. They will run for their life. It's Jesus who sticks. Can I tell you this again? It's Jesus who sticks. The enemy will say, look, you don't even have friends. The flesh will start to rise up. But you be dead to self. Say, devil, I'm a dead man walking. Whatever you say to my ears, I am dead to what you are saying. I am dead to the negativity. I am dead to what people, the influences of people. I am going to do what God called me to do. Amen. People that wants to start a business, but you see there's so many things against you. Why worry? You know, you have a fear to fail. You can only fail and get up and try again. But you see, when you are persistent, there's something being persistent. Elisha was following Elijah. He said, I want this man's anointing. All the people around him says, listen, you have to leave this man. He's going to go away from you. Elisha said something. He said, I know, just keep quiet. And he showed me something. When the negativity comes up, he could have decided and says, yes, I'm going to leave. But he said, I don't care, keep quiet. I don't want to hear your stories. I'm following this man because I have a vision. I want what he's got on his life. It's time to be dead to self. Be dead to the bank balance. Listen closely. Be dead to the influences of the world and be alive to Jesus. For it's no longer I who live, but it's Christ that lives in me. So the anointing flows where a vessel is empty and clear of self. The anointing flows. Favor follows those who's dead to self. When I will never forget this. We went through a struggle. I had 2,000 rand in a ministry's account. That's the only money we had. If you know my wife will give me away if she can. She sows everything. Where's the sowers? Where's the woman sowers in this place? So she loves to sow. The one service I was preaching, and I heard a commotion in the back of the church, and I looked up and I saw her giving away a jewelry to the people. And they just loved it. They just took jewelry. And so that's my wife. So she said to me, Vessel, sow everything we got. I said, devil, I rebuke you. I said, that's all we have. You want me to give away everything? She says, sow everything. I said, Lord, this woman you have given me. And I said, no, I have to hear from God as well. You know, I'm the man of the house. I'm the boss. Let me give your man a secret. Happy wife, happy life. I'm stirring something in this place. I'm seeing all the emails coming in. How dare you? But in any case, I said, I have to hear from God. So I was starting praying in the spirit, and God said to me, go to the television, put on TBN. And that was the last thing I wanted to do, but I did. I switched on TBN. I'll never forget this. A man turned to the television. He pointed to the station. He said, young man, get up and get a pen and paper. So as I looked next to me, I saw there was a piece of paper, but no pen. I said, oh Lord, I'm not going to get up and get a pen. The man turned to the screen again. He says, hey, get up, get a pen. I jumped up. I started looking for a pen. I said, Lord, can this be? So I started taking the pen and the paper. I said, Lord, I'm ready. The man turned around. He says, are you ready? Yes, sir, I'm ready. I wanted to look over my shoulder. Did you see, where's the cameras? What's happening in this place? Big brother, here we come. And the man said, I want you to write down what you want from God. So I wrote down what I needed. His words was, write down what you want. So I wrote down, I said, no, this is too big, scratch out. Wrote down something else. He turned again to the TV. He says, hey, get a new piece of paper. Don't ask God what you need, tell him what you want. So I jumped up and I started writing down what I want because he's my father, amen? That's the father's heart. You see, knowing Jesus is not to be in a religion, it's a relationship. You're not afraid to go and ask your earthly father anything. Why are you afraid to ask your heavenly father? Let me tell you something. He will always come through. Even in the places where your earthly father are not, will not ever, ever, ever be able to reach your heavenly father. He will move through and he'll reach the unreached. And then after I was writing everything down, he turned to the station. He says, no, young man, go sow that money. I got up and I said, I'm ready to sow. But you see, I had to die to self at that moment. And I was looking at, well, I have to go to different nations of the world. How am I going to reach all these people? But you know what? God, if God gave you a vision, there will be provision. Let me tell you this. If there's a vision that God has given you, the provision will follow. So because of obedience does not just come. It comes when you die to self. Do you believe that tonight? When you are dead to self, and then God raised us up, and in a week's time, I promise you, every day, 2,000 rand was deposited into our account. Every day. For by sowing 2,000 rand. Every day. And God came through in a mighty way. People ask me, how do I get out of financial difficulties? I've got an answer. Sow. Ain't our vessel, don't say that. Sow. If you want to get out of your difficulties, sow. For the people that weren't here last night, we were so poor, I couldn't even afford to pay attention. But I learned how to give, and now I know I'm living off my giving, not off my receiving. Amen. I mean, I believe that tonight, God's going to touch people in a tremendous way. Now, everyone's quiet again. Come on, where's the desperate people of last night? God wants to touch people tonight in a mighty way, and I am so hungry for what God's got. Because I believe tonight's my night. Amen. I believe tonight's my night. I believe that God's going to touch me tonight in a mighty, mighty way. But listen closely. There's people in this place that God's going to use. I believe there's new ministries in this place. There's a man in this place. You are praying about your own ministry. You never knew when was the time to go. I want to tell you it's time. It's the time to rise up and to walk in that power. Walk in that authority. Amen. Are you ready to do that? Now, I want you to lift your hands just quickly. Father God, I pray in Jesus' name that every person in this place will die to self in this night. Every person in this place will die to their sickness. They will die to their circumstances. And Father God, I thank you now in the name of Jesus. Their problems will not keep them away from their worship. I thank you that they will be so dead to self and alive to you, Lord, that wherever they go, that they will see the power of God flow, the miracles flow, the anointing of God flows. Lord Jesus, I thank you that even in heartache, even in turmoil, that you are still God. That you are still a good God. You're still faithful. I want to give you all the praise and all the glory. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
So we are above the stars. I will soar with you.